Welcome in, everyone. Get ready for a deep dive into La Porte, Texas. We've got a stack of local newspapers from January 2024. And let me tell you, some of the stories we found are pretty wild.
Small towns, right? Always something unexpected going on.
Exactly. So let's jump right in.
Yeah.
The first thing that really caught my eye was the amazing sense of community in La Porte.
Yeah, I noticed that too while looking through these papers.
Like, it's everywhere. Everyone's supporting each other.
How so? What kind of things are you seeing?
Well, for instance, there's this photo in one of the papers. It's La Porte First Church, and they're serving weekend meals to students. Kids who might not have enough to eat otherwise, you know.
Wow, that's really impactful. Especially for families struggling to put food on the table. It shows those kids that someone's got their back.
Totally. And it's not just the church either. There's another story about this La Porte resident. He makes these incredible walking sticks by hand. Beautiful, intricate things. And then he sells them. But guess what? The money. It all goes to fund scholarships for students.
What a fantastic idea, turning a hobby into something so meaningful.
Right. Talk about giving back to your community.
It reminds me of the concept of social capital, those strong bonds, the networks of trust that hold a community together. You know, the more social capital a town has, the better they can weather any storm, any challenge.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And speaking of challenges, La Porte has had its share. Like that recent chemical emergency at the Altivia facility, you remember?
Yeah.
It triggered a shelter-in-place order for the whole town.
Oh, yeah, that was a scary situation for sure. But, you know, it's interesting because La Porte was also just designated as a disaster resilience zone by FEMA.
That's right. I saw that article, too. What exactly does that mean, though?
Basically, it means FEMA recognizes La Porte is taking steps to prepare, to be ready for anything, whether it's a natural disaster or, well, a chemical incident.
It's like they're acknowledging the risks, but also La Porte's commitment to safety.
Exactly. It's a two-sided coin. And while we're on the topic of La Porte's future,
their economy seems to be booming. There's an article about this new restaurant, a walk-on's sports bistro opening up, which means new jobs, more money coming into the town.
New businesses are always a good sign. But there's also that article about Leon Del Bissell. They sold off a part of their business for a massive $700 million.
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't really understand what it meant.
Well, it could be a lot of things, to be honest. It might mean they're shifting gears, focusing on different things.
So, good or bad for La Porte? What do you think?
It's hard to say without more info. It might mean job losses if they're downsizing, but it could also free up money for them to invest in something new.
You're right. It's all about the bigger picture. But even with all these big economic changes happening, it's awesome to see how much La Porte supports its local businesses.
Absolutely. You can tell it's a priority for them.
Yeah, just flipping through these newspapers, there are ads everywhere for local restaurants, shops, contractors, everything.
It's a reminder that small businesses are the backbone of any town and that residents understand their importance.
And speaking of supporting the community, we can't forget about education.
Oh, absolutely. Education is vital for any town's future.
There's an article about San Jacinto College. It serves La Porte. And they got recognized for excellent financial reporting.
That's huge. It means they're managing their money well, which ultimately benefits the students and the whole community.
So we've got community spirit, economic growth, responsible institutions. But don't think La Porte's all work and no play.
I'm sure they know how to have a good time, too.
You bet they do. There's an article about this big fishing event, the Toyota Sharelunker season, where people try to catch these monster bass. Apparently, it's a pretty big deal in the fishing world.
That sounds like fun. Embrace those natural resources, right?
And you know what? That's not even the half of it. We've got stories of international travel, inspiring acts of service, even some wildlife intrigue thrown in there for good measure.
Oh, I can't wait to hear more spill the beans.
Get ready for some surprises, because La Porte's got them in spades.
You know, it's incredible how much these local papers reveal about the people in La Porte.
It's like we're getting a glimpse into their daily lives.
Exactly. And one thing that really stands out to me is their strong sense of history.
You're right. There's an article about a new mural being unveiled soon. It's going to celebrate La Porte's past, all its different eras.
Public art like that is such a great way to connect with the community's roots.
Definitely. And in speaking of connections, check this out. There's a story about a La Porte resident who went to a Rotary Club meeting.
A Rotary Club meeting? Sounds pretty standard.
But there's a twist. This meeting was in Naples, Italy.
Wow. That's amazing. Talk about international connections.
Right. Local communities reaching across borders.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another inspiring story. A La Porte high school student. This kid logged over 1,000 hours of community service.
Seriously? That's incredible. What a dedicated young person.
Talk about giving back. Makes you wonder what motivates them.
Yeah, what kind of impact are they going to have on their community?
Okay, get ready for this. One of the papers has a whole section. It's all about the upcoming elections in May 2024. Municipal and school district elections. Looks like it's going to be a busy one.
Election season. Always a fascinating time in any town. What are some of the key races to watch?
Well, the current mayor, Louis Rigby, is running for re-election. And so are council members Chuck Engelken and Bill Bentley. Plus, there are tons of school board positions up for grabs, too.
This is where residents really get to shape the future of their town.
Exactly. And, you know, reading through these articles, one of the biggest issues seems to be economic development.
Makes sense, right? Especially with that Landel-Bessel sale. People want to know what's going to happen, how it'll affect LaPorte.
Yeah, and it's not just about attracting new businesses. It's also about supporting the ones that are already here, the local gems.
Remember all those ads we saw? Restaurants, shops, everything. LaPorte clearly values its small businesses.
And speaking of things they value, education is another big topic.
Always a good sign. Investing in education means investing in the future.
There are articles about LaPorte ISD students getting industry certifications, high school band members making it to the all-region band. Even San Jacinto College got an award for their financial reporting.
It's awesome to see a community that prioritizes education like that. It shows they care about their kids and their future.
You know, thinking about LaPorte's future, we can't ignore industry. It's a huge part of the town, right?
It's a complex issue, for sure. On one hand, industry provides jobs and economic
Right.
opportunities.
There's an article about LandelBassell Engineers. They were talking to high schoolers about careers in engineering.
That's great. It's important to show young people what's possible, especially in a town where industry plays such a big role.
But on the other hand, there are the risks, like that chemical emergency at Altivia, the shelter-in-place order.
Yeah, it's a reminder that industry can pose dangers too. There needs to be a balance between economic growth and safety.
Absolutely. And transparency is key. Residents need to be informed. They need to feel like their concerns are heard.
It sounds like LaPorte is working towards that balance, trying to find a way to have both economic prosperity and a safe environment.
Okay, enough of the serious stuff for a minute. Let's talk about fun.
Oh, sounds good to me. What kind of fun are we talking about?
One of the papers has a whole section about upcoming events in LaPorte. There's a father-daughter royal ball in February. Sounds adorable. And the library is hosting origami classes, game nights, even a Japanese calligraphy and tea tasting event.
Wow, that's quite a variety. Something for everyone.
And you know what else I found? Another story about that walking stick maker, the one who donates all the money to scholarships.
Oh, right. What about him?
He just donated $1,000 to the Chamber of Commerce, all from selling those beautiful walking sticks. Amazing, right?
That's incredible. It just goes to show the people of LaPorte are what make it so special.
They're generous, they're dedicated to their community, they're the heart and soul of this town.
It's a good reminder that behind all the economic and political headlines, it's the individual stories that really matter.
And as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into LaPorte, it's clear that there's still so much more to discover. So many fascinating stories, so many incredible people.
I can't wait to hear more. What other surprises does LaPorte have in store for us? It's amazing what we've learned about LaPorte, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just from these local newspapers, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we've touched on everything, right?
Yeah, their strong community, how their economy is changing.
Even a little peek into their local politics. But you know what keeps coming back to me?
What's that?
The people, the individual stories, they're what makes LaPorte so fascinating.
I totally agree. It's those personal touches that bring a town to life.
Like, remember that story about the resident who went all the way to Italy?
Yeah, for that Rotary Club meeting. Can you imagine?
It just shows you how connected people are, even across continents. And then there's that high school student, the one with all the community service hours.
Oh, yeah. Over 1,000 hours. That's incredible
Yeah,
dedication.
inspiring, right? Shows what one person can do to make a difference.
It really does. It makes you wonder what other amazing stories are out there. Hidden gems, just waiting to be discovered.
Well, speaking of gems, I saw something about a father-daughter royal ball. Happening in February sounds like a lovely event.
Ah, that's sweet. It's those kind of community events that create lasting memories.
And for something a little quieter, the library has a whole bunch of activities, origami classes, game nights, even a Japanese calligraphy and tea tasting event.
Wow, they've got quite the diverse lineup.
Right. There's something for everyone. It's clear they value cultural enrichment and
Right.
learning new things, no matter your age. But, you know, looking back at everything we've learned about LaPorte,
What are your biggest takeaways?
well, definitely facing some challenges.
Like what, for example?
Well, the LyondellBasell sale, for one. What's going to happen to those jobs? And that whole balance between industry and the environment, that's always tricky.
It's true. Those are real concerns. And let's not forget the risks of living near industry. The chemical emergency at Altivia, it was a wake-up call, for sure.
But you know what? Even with all that, what really struck me was LaPorte's resilience.
I felt that too. They've got this determination, this drive to make things better.
Exactly. And they're doing it together as a community, supporting each other. That's what makes LaPorte so special.
It reminds us that every town has its own unique story.
Full of fascinating people, unexpected events, little surprises around every corner.
You just got to take the time to look, to listen.
So on that note, I want to leave our listeners with a challenge. What's your town's story? What hidden gems are waiting to be discovered in your backyard?
Go explore your local news, chat with your neighbors. You might be amazed by what you find.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap on our deep dive into LaPorte, Texas. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and until next time, stay curious.